Well, I got to tell you, Jim, that came as a real surprise, and the kind of surprise you like to get, especially given the circumstances we've been dealing with for the last 18 months. I was awarded the Region 1 Ag Advocacy Award as a school superintendent that has supported ag education and vocational education within our high school. And Aaron Hart actually nominated me for that, and I got to say, the program that he and the rest of the ag teachers over there are running right now is really exceptional, and I think they're doing a great job preparing our kids for futures in agriculture here in Mercer County and beyond.
Can you speak to, you know, that curriculum and why it is so tradition rich, I guess, one, and why it's such a big part of the district?
Well, I think, you know, we experienced a retirement of Mike Chaussey last year, who'd been a lifetime educator within the district with Aledo and then with Mercer County. And we're trying to continue some of that tradition with an addition of two additional ag teachers. And in fact, Mr. Hart told me we might be one, if not the only district now in the state with three agriculture teachers on staff. And I think they're just doing great things with that program. We've been able to expand the dual credit opportunities with the skill set some of our new hires have brought. And Aaron, of course, continues to just offer a phenomenal welding program.